Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. I'm your host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And we are talking about chapters in the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. And if you would like to follow along, you can, and you're in the States, you can dial 800-323-1790, get a copy of the book. We'll put the names of your personal angels in, and we are talking today about the chapter on health. And health is always an interesting subject, and we're not just talking about ill health and getting yourself better. We're talking about all phases of health, vitality, rejuvenation, staying young, being happy. So we're going to be talking about happiness and health and a good attitude and a strong mind and body, and that's our subject for today. If you'd like to call into the show and ask me questions, you can ask questions about any subject, and although I must tell you I'm not good with computers, so if you're going to ask about that, call another show. But for me, anything about health, happiness, relationships, prosperity, and financial security, anything like that, if you have a question, you can call in 887-876-5227. So the BBS number for Angel Talk is 887-876-5227. And if you'd like the names of your personal guardian angels, the three of them that are with you personally and what they do, and an affirmation for yourself, then just call in and we'll be glad to talk to you. This is your show. This is Angel Talk, and we want to talk to you. So here we go with the health chapter. The angels that work with health are Archangel Raphael, and Raphael is the angel of healing and compassion, and he's a wonderful angel. If you're ever even feeling a little down or a little blue, or you just need someone to help you out, Raphael is your angel of compassion. He is the angel of good health. The other one, and this is an angel that I particularly like, is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Barry, is the angel of strength. And without strength, you can't have health, you can't you're not able to manifest what you want as quickly as you'd like. So strength and talking to Barry is a really important combination for you. The next angel we have is Blake, and Blake is the angel of comfort. And certainly comfort goes with health. If you're comfortable and if you feel good and you're in a good space, then comfort is really important, and Blake is that angel. All right, we got one more we're going to talk about now, and then we're going to skip around and go to some affirmations. So the next angel is Eileen, and Eileen, and that's E-I-L-E-E-N, is the angel of happiness. And happiness is something that's very important to everyone. And you certainly can't have happiness without having health, good health. So health and happiness is Eileen. Well, you know what? We're going to do one more because this is so important. Florence is the angel of compassion, and compassion is just the loving understanding that comes from the angels and that people share with one another, and that certainly is a part of health and good health. Okay, so now what we want to do is talk about some of the affirmations that go with the health chapter. And the first one, and an affirmation, by the way, is something that you say over and over again whenever you can. They always start with I am and I have, and they bring you what you say. That's why if you call in, again, 887-876-5227, if you call in and ask me for your angel names, and even if you've gotten your angel names before, call and ask me for an affirmation, and we'll pick one out.
We have a caller?
Just for you. Okay, we'll take that caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's so good to get through.
Hi.
I would like to know if I'm on the right path or not.
Could you give me your name one more time? I didn't hear it.
My name is Janice. I can't hear you either. You're very low.
Okay, Don, can you work on that? See, so we can hear each other? All right. We'll see. Can you hear me now? Is that any better?
That's a little bit better, yes.
Okay, and I can hear you a little bit better, too.
Great.
Good. Okay, and so you want to know, be very specific. Tell me exactly what you want to know.
I'd like to know if I'm on the right path, if I'm doing the right thing.
Well, be on the right track with what? Your health, your life, your career?
My health, my life, just in general.
Well, the angels say yes. They say you're trying very hard to do the right thing, to be a good person, and you know, you slip every once in a while, but they say you're doing a very good job.
I do slip.
But you know what? We all slip. We're human.
Right, exactly. And I was wondering, who are my guardian angels?
Sure. Okay. Well, you have Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and then you have Robert, who's the angel of balance, and he brings stability and peace of mind, so that's a really good one for you.
Uh-huh.
And your archangel is Gabriel, who works with messages and communication. What career are you in, or what do you do?
Actually, I'm disabled.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your what?
I'm disabled.
You're disabled. Okay.
Yes.
So, I'm trying to think who else can help you. You know what? Jacob is the one that seems to come forward, and he's the angel of education.
Really?
And he's telling me that there's more for you to learn, because even though you're disabled, you are on a learning curve. You have a lot to learn about spirituality, life, all kinds of unusual things.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Let me give you an affirmation, too, before you leave. The affirmation is, I am happy and healthy.
Wow, I needed that, too. Thank you.
Good. Oh, I'm glad you called. Take care.
Yeah,
bye.
You too.
All right. So we were working on affirmations, and again, we have the one that I just gave out, I am happy and healthy, and certainly those two go together. And then you can't be happy or healthy without a positive attitude. So this affirmation is, I have a positive attitude. The next one is, I have a strong mind and body. And after that, I am always in present time. Now that's another thing that's really important. Because if your energy is out too far ahead of you, if you're too worried about what's going to happen in the future, or how this is going to turn out, or how that's going to be, or what you did in the past, and what people think of you, if you're so stuck in one place or another, you're not in present time. And good health takes place in present time. So get yourself grounded, feel your feet, think about your feet, think about the energy in your feet. Stamp your feet if you want to a little bit. Get yourself grounded. And then pull your energy into present time. I think of my energy out in front of me and I just kind of pull it back. Or if my energy is behind me and I'm thinking about the past, I pull it forward so that your energy is all with you. And then you'd be surprised how much that helps your health and your attitude and keeps you, again, in present time. So that's really important. Okay, if you do have an ache or a pain, if you do have something that's bothering you, then let's just say it's on your knee. We'll just say that your knee hurts for some reason or another. You've been exercising too much or working too hard and you're running up too many stairs. I'm always running upstairs, and your knee starts to hurt. Then what you would do is you would take the center of an 8 and you would put it right over the place where the pain is. So if it's on your kneecap, it's on the top of your knee, you would take your fingers and you would draw an 8 and you would crisscross, and you would crisscross right over the pain. And this is an old Tibetan technique for pain management. So try that, even if it's just a sore muscle because you've done a little too much exercise and it's not something chronic. If it is something chronic, certainly use the power of 8. It's one of the remedies in the health chapter of the Angel First Aid book. Another remedy is just to breathe. Just to take a regular deep breath. So you breathe in and then you breathe out. And as you breathe in, think of good things coming in. Think of love coming in or light coming in and going through your body, and then breathe out. And if you've been hurt by someone and you're having some emotional pain or depression, then when you breathe in, think of the color of lavender, because lavender heals old wounds and hurts. And so think of the color lavender coming into your body, and if you have a specific place, you can breathe into that place. If your stomach hurts or you've got a heartache because somebody has hurt you or been jealous or angry or something, then just breathe in and feel the lavender color going through your body, and especially to that area of concern. All right. Let's go back to our affirmations. And again, affirmations are something that you say over and over again. You can say them just once and forget it, but they really don't work that way. You have to convince your subconscious mind that you believe what you're saying, and usually one time for a human being is not enough. So we have to say it over and over again. Okay, next affirmation. I have excellent health. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I have excellent health. And if it's easier because you're repeating it to just say, I have good health, I have wonderful health, whatever you want to say, I think that's the perfect thing to do. And again, I have excellent health. I have good health. I have health and happiness. I have a positive attitude. I mean, you cannot say enough affirmations. And since we're in the health chapter, we could also deal with weight. So if you're feeling overweight or just a little bloated or a little uncomfortable, or, you know, even if you're not dramatically overweight, even if you're just up 5 pounds or something like that, you can do an affirmation is, I am happy and slender, or I am at my desired weight, and then state what it is. State what your desired weight is, and then think of yourself as being slender. I've got a little secret. It's not in the Angel First Aid book in the health chapter, but I've got a little secret for you. And so if, perchance, you are trying to lose weight, get your desired weight and be reasonable about it, something that you can still be healthy and still be happy at, and pick that weight. And let's just say, just for, it's 130 pounds. If you're, it's kind of in the middle of where you might be with a man, for a man or a woman, but let's just say you wanted to be 130 pounds. So then what you would do is you would think of yourself and the way you would look if you were at that desired weight, whatever that weight happens to be. And then take a great big large pink bubble, and it can be like a heavy-duty plastic because it's going to travel, and see yourself in that bubble at the slender weight, at the weight you want to be, or if you're trying to gain weight, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do. Visualize yourself in that bubble at the weight you want to be, and then send that bubble up to the angels. Just shoot it up. Put a little jet engine on the bottom if you want, and whoosh, send it up there so that you can get to the weight that you want to be. And if there's something you want to change, send a little shuttle rocket up and with the different visualization. Don't bring your pink bubble down. Just leave it up there until you get to the desired weight, and then you might want to leave it up there a little bit longer before you bring it down. Make sure that you stay where you are. So I think that's really an exciting way to do it. If you can visualize yourself at the weight that you want to be and then send the pink bubble up, you'll get there. You'll get there, believe me, no matter where you're at and how hard it seems or how difficult. If you can visualize yourself at that weight, you will be that weight. And one of our other remedies that we have, Vitality Plus, is also for losing weight. So since we're on this subject, I'm going to repeat it. We've talked about it on the show before, but I'm going to repeat it for you. And here we go. With Vitality Plus, you take your left hand and you put it on the bottom of your throat, over your thyroid gland on the bottom of your throat. And then you take your other hand and put it down at your side, and your fingers are facing the floor. It's best done when you're standing. Your fingers are facing the floor. And you circle your wrist, so you twist your wrist around about 40 times. While your left hand is on your throat, your right hand is down at your side, and you're twisting your wrist around 40 times. That's what you do. And that's called Vitality Plus. And it's the one remedy that really seems to work, because it's pumping up the thyroid is basically what you're doing.
We have another caller.
Okay, good. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
What's
I just learned about you today. My name is Ricky.
Oh, and where are you from?
I'm from Idaho.
Oh, good, good. I haven't talked to anybody from Idaho for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, what can I help you with?
Well, I would like an angel's a reading.
Okay, you want the angels that are with you?
Yes.
Your personal angels? Certainly. All right.
You have Irene,
the angel of happiness.
Issues or career issues.
E-I-L-E-E-N, angel of happiness.
Okay.
And she gathers sources of joy and contentment. That's from the Glossary of Angels in the Angel First Aid book.
Okay.
And let's see, you have Joseph, the angel of joy. And my angels tell me you need a money angel. So your archangel is Uriel, E-U-R-I-E-L.
Okay.
And he's the angel of spirituality and enlightenment and prosperity.
Oh, great.
He's an all-in-one angel. You've got everything you need there.
Okay. I've seen that name before.
Right. Would you like an affirmation?
Yes.
Okay. Your affirmation is, I am creating abundance.
Okay.
And did you have any specific questions you'd like to ask me?
It's hard to narrow it down to pick one. I'm confused about my marriage, for one.
I didn't quite
whether,
hear that. You're confused about?
About my marriage. Whether
your marriage, okay.
Whether it's right for me.
Well, you know, it seems like it's a lot of a struggle. It seems like it throws you off balance.
Yes.
And so you're going to have to make some decisions. If you wanted to talk more about it, I do private readings, private sessions, and you could call. I'll give you my 800 number again, and you can call me, and maybe we can talk more about it.
Okay.
It's 800-323-1790.
1790?
323-1790.
Okay.
Okay, and then if you want to call me sometime after the show, we can set up a time and we can talk about it. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay, good. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Don, I think we're about 20 minutes after, so I'm going to take my first break.
Okay.
Okay, I think we have a caller on the line waiting for us, so we can take that call.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Rebecca.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Idaho.
Good, good. And
yeah.
What can I do for you? Would you like your angel names?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We actually have an angel named Rebecca. We have, that's the angel of self-confidence.
Self-confidence,
uh-huh.
That's the one you get for me?
Well, that's an extra one for you because it's your namesake.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so you have Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel of love.
Okay.
And then you have Solomon, who's the angel of security. That's like King Solomon.
Uh-huh.
And that's safety and well-being, but it's also emotional security and financial security. So he,
okay.
I call him an all-purpose angel because he covers everything. And then your archangel is Michael. He's the top archangel, and he does guidance and protection. All right?
Okay.
And would you like an affirmation?
Yeah, I sure would.
Do you know what an affirmation is?
I'm hoping it kind of explains a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's something. It's a statement or a saying that's very positive that you want to repeat over and over again until you get it, whatever it is. You know, like an affirmation is, I am positive and optimistic. I am receiving wealth, which is one of yours. You're going to say, I am receiving wealth, I am receiving wealth, and just keep saying that over and over again until it happens.
I'm receiving wealth?
Wealth, uh-huh, W-E-A-L-T-H, riches.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Did you have a specific question you'd like to ask me?
I do, actually.
Okay.
It has to do with my marriage, and I don't know if you can pick up on anything that's taking place with that.
Well, it feels like it's shaky.
Shaky? Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not happy. I mean, that's for sure. Do you know the caller that just called a few minutes ago from Idaho?
I do.
You do. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I gave her my 800 number, and you can do the same thing. Call me afterward, and we can talk about it, you know, more in depth. And so that's 800-323-1790, and we can do an angel reading and get their input into what they think you should do.
Okay, let me write
you
want to
write
down
that number
real quick
down again?
I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared with a pen.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And it was 800.
Okay, 800-323-1790.
90.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Okay, good. I'll talk to you later then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Okay, and if you would like to call in, the number is 877-876-5227. 887-876-5227. I got to get that right, 887-876. Okay. Let's go back to the affirmations in the health chapter. And what we have is, I have a choice in what I do. And this is really, really important. Because when you believe that you have a choice, that makes everything different. When you feel like you don't have a choice, that makes everything, I don't know if the word is negative or spiral down is what the angels are saying. So if there's something that's going on in your life and you feel like you don't have a choice, figure out a way to turn it around so that you do. I have a choice in what I do. That is so important. And I'm always telling people that are calling me with things like, oh, poor me, I can't do this, or that is happening, or, you know, I'm losing this, or that, you know, and it's really, really sad. And I say to them, turn it around and you have a choice. Because once you believe it, once you convince your subconscious mind you do have a choice, that's when the energy shifts and you get stronger and better and more connected. And being connected to your angels is what we're all about. That's what angel talk is all about. And so I have a choice in what I do. I am feeling energetic. I am feeling vital and energetic. Certainly an affirmation for the health chapter. And the last but not least affirmation that goes in this particular chapter is, I have a zest for life. No matter what is going on, if in the moment you have a zest for life, things are going to be better. And so you can always say, I have a zest for life. And when you say it, feel it. One of the things about affirmations is that they're not just something you repeat and say over and over again. There's something that you mean, and you convince yourself that this is what you mean. I have a zest for life. Great. Great, great, great. Okay. Now, there's a secret I'm going to tell you, and that is that royal blue or cobalt blue or medium blue, whichever way you want to call it, is the color that the angels use to heal. So if you are working on healing yourself or healing someone else, or you have a pet that needs healing, one of the remedies in the book is called medium blue. And also the angel for health and healing is named Peter. So Peter is the angel of health. And the remedy goes like this. To restore energy and a feeling of balance, ask the angels to use medium blue, which is their favorite color for healing. And you think of Peter, the angel of health, appearing to take you under his wing. Doesn't that sound like fun? Let the angel, he's a big angel, let him put you under his wing and just kind of comfort you. While enfolded in angel love, he infuses your body with medium blue. And think about that, and if you have a specific area that needs work, then think about it being consumed with medium blue, but think about it being infused with medium blue. This color fills your heart and then flows in every direction until each cell is saturated. Keep the special color in your body as long as needed. By utilizing this remedy, it will be easier for Peter to carry out his angelic healing work and help you get better. And it doesn't have to be anything that's really serious. It can be something that's just like I said earlier on, an ache or a pain or something that just doesn't quite feel right. So there we go. We've got the angel specialist for health. We've got the affirmations. We've got power of eight. We've talked about medium blue.
We have another caller.
Great. Okay, we'll take that caller.
Who?
Hello. Oh, hi, Marty. How you doing?
Pretty good. You?
Good. Can you hear me today?
Yes, real good. How about you?
That's wonderful because I can hear you too.
Oh, great.
We're talking about health. Do you have a question this week?
Well, I was thinking, in past weeks we've been talking about how focusing on the positive helps you relative to your prosperity and your inner peace and just about everything else.
Yes, I have. That's true.
I was thinking that focusing on the positive has to help you with your health.
It has to. There's just no two ways it can go. You're absolutely right.
Well, for example, to prove my point, if you were to worry, so I forget which organ gets detrimented, or that's probably not a good word, one organ suffers from worry. I can't remember which one. So So if you were focusing on the positive, you would think that that would encourage good energy to be flowing through you, which would improve your health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about it. And we were talking earlier about the positive attitude and being optimistic and thinking that you have a choice. This is very interesting. I'd like to discuss this with you a little bit. Whenever something is going on in your life and you feel like you don't have a choice, like you've been pushed out of this or this is someone else's fault or you're just in a situation where you're confused and you're just unhappy, if you can turn it around so that you know that somehow you have a choice, that there's some options open for you,
uh-huh.
Then you're more positive and you can bring yourself out of it.
Sounds great.
Does that make sense to you?
Perfect sense.
Perfect sense. So what I do when I do my readings and when I help people is I give them their options. Basically, that's what Angel Talk is all about, giving people the options that they have so that they can move forward.
Great. Great. Yeah, I know you've helped me.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
In the past. So, I'm grateful for that.
Oh, I'm glad.
And then I had one other thought, if you've got a minute.
Sure, I do.
Because I've been talking with friends and experimenting with fermented foods.
Oh, right.
Recently. And I have seen some improvements since I started experimenting with fermented foods. I'm talking about things like kimchi and sauerkraut. I'm not talking about the kind of sauerkraut that's made in vinegar. I'm talking about the actual fermented, real deal sauerkraut.
And what is the... I know there's a brand name because I've been looking for it too. But
oh, for sauerkraut? Mothers.
Mothers?
Was the one I had heard about from friends.
Okay.
And that you can get at Whole Foods in the dairy department.
Oh. Well,
right next to it is a whole bunch of other things. There's the kimchi and zing salad and all kinds of... You have choices.
Good.
Like we were just talking about.
Right. Oh, and good. Well, see, isn't that... right. It just kind of fits in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was thinking, beyond that, that the road to good health is paved with good intestines.
Oh.
I didn't write that.
Oh, I know, but that's wonderful.
It's a good line.
And one of the affirmations in the book, and it's certainly a statement that I believe, is if you have your health, you have your wealth.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that statement.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's absolutely true. Well, thank you very much for calling. Anything else that we can do for you today?
I think I'm in pretty good shape. Got a few challenges coming up, but I think I'm going to be okay.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, you take care.
Thanks.
For calling. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So we talked about weight. We talked about fermented foods, thanks to Marty's call. And we've talked about optimism and positive energy and a positive attitude and all kinds of things that make people healthy. And what we should also do is talk about balance, because you can't have health without balance. Balance in your life, and Robert is the angel of balance, is very important. To take time to rest, to take time to restore your energy, to take time to meditate and think and regroup. If you're totally stressed, it's so important that you take time to relax and regroup. So what I want to suggest is, even if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, take a break and walk. And when you walk, cross crawl, where you take your right hand and your right foot is out, and then your left hand and your, it's just the opposite. You take your right hand and your left foot out in front, and then when they come back, then your left hand and your, what do I want to say here? Right hand, left foot, left hand, right foot. So you, and you crisscross so that when, we'll try it one more time, see if I get this right. When your left leg is out in front of you, your right arm is out in front of you. When your right leg is out in front of you, your left arm is in front of you. And that works with your brain. That takes your supraspinatus muscle and works with pumping up your brain and regulating everything. So that's really an important thing to do. And if for some reason you're in a situation where you're resting and you can't walk, so you can't do the cross crawl, then just breathe. Just take deep breaths. And what we were talking about before, just kind of bring in peace, bring in enlightened peace, bring in joy. Just kind of breathe in what it is you're looking for. Breathe in balance. Ask the angels to put your body in balance, to put your body, mind, and spirit in balance. They'll help if you just calmly ask them. Before you go to bed at night, ask them for balance. It's a wonderful thing to do, and they will be very glad to help you. Okay, Don, we're taking our 20-minute break. Hello, everyone, and welcome back after our break to Angel Talk. And this is your host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I thought I would tell you a little bit about me and how I have gotten all this information that I'm sharing with everyone. I had a near-death experience as a child, and from that time on, I've been able to hear, see, and feel angels. And they give me incredible messages so that I can contact them and ask them questions, and they just give me the answers. That's the way I can talk to people about their future, about who their angels are, about what's going to happen in their life, and help them heal some of the things that have transpired that were uncomfortable or that were something that they need to release so that they can move on. And these are the gifts that I was given to help you. So if you want to call me on the show, the number is 887-876-5227. If you want to call me after the show or any other time to do an angel reading and get direct messages from your angels on almost any subject, the number is 800-323-1790. That's also the number if you're going to, if you're wanting help with anything, plus if you want a angel first aid book. If you want to get one of the books on success or one of the books on miracles, call that 800 number. My mind got diverted for a minute, and what I was thinking about was if there's anyone out there listening who would like to do some computer work and wants to call me and talk to me about it. That seems like something that the angels want me to ask for. So, again, that's 800-323-1790. My computer specialist has gone on to do something else, and so I'm looking for some help in that area. Okay, the next thing I want to do is talk to you a little bit about how to be happy. That's just so important with health. You're not going to have good health if you're depressed or slugging around or just dragging your way through life. So being happy is just absolutely essential. And some of the affirmations that go with happiness are, let's see here. I have happiness in my life. I am loved by the angels. Most certainly, if you can feel the love of the angels, you will feel the health and happiness. So if you want to do this with me, think of a beautiful female angel with her wings wrapped around you, holding you, and just feel, gently breathe and just feel the love and compassion and wisdom of that angel. And that will help you heal no matter what's going on or help you move forward. So I am loved by the angels. Another affirmation that I like a lot is I am whole and complete. If you are whole and complete, then you have it all, right? Another one is I am attracting love. Or you can say I am filled with love. That's very positive. And again, if you just tuned in, when I'm talking about affirmations, there's little statements that start with I that you repeat over and over again to convince your subconscious mind that this is the state of life that you want to be in. I have fun with my friends. I am attracting love. I am feeling loved. And here's another one that's fun. I am smiling all the time. If you were happy and smiling all the time, that would be great. And something very important for health, which I have not talked about before, Perry, P-E-R-R-I-E, Perry, is the angel of music. And music is really important. If you're having a bad day, or you need to be, or you're overtired, or you need something to pick you up, play Baroque music. It balances out the brain. The brain beats at 60 beats per minute, and Baroque music beats at 60 beats per minute. So if you're just feeling like you're in a brain fog, or you're just not quite with it, or you have a big appointment or a big meeting, and you have to have be sharp, then put on some Baroque music. Put a CD in the CD player and listen to Baroque. It'll be well worth your while. And music per se is good for anything. Quiet music is good in the background. It's good if for feeling upbeat. The tone, you know, it's like tone healing. It's a tone going into your body and resonating with quiet, peaceful, or classical music is wonderful. And if you just like New Age music or you like jazz, that's fine. I'm not sure heavy metal is great for good health, but if that's what you like and that's what makes you happy, that's probably what's going to make you healthy. Because whatever it is that makes you happy is going to be something that makes you healthy. So try music. That's wonderful. Okay. And since we're talking about healing today, I also want to talk about pets. And it seems that somebody out there has a pet that needs some extra help. I got that message from the angels that I should talk about that. So there's a couple of affirmations that are really good. My pet is healing and growing stronger. So if you have a pet that is having a little bit of a problem, my pet is, and you can use their name. You don't have to say pet. You can say Casper is healing and growing stronger. And my pet is always safe and secure. That's a really good one, too. And just for yourself, my pet brings me joy and happiness. Little Twinkles brings me joy and happiness. And bond with your pet. By the way, since I'm talking about it, in the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book, we have a chapter on pets. Bond with your pets, heal your pets. And again, the color you use if you need to heal your pets is medium blue. Just visualize them filled with medium blue. And something you can do for yourself and also for your pets is think of the color of medium blue coming down from the heavens and going into the top of your head, into your crown chakra or into your crown, and coming down through your body. It comes out your arms and into the area that you're trying to heal. So let's run that again. You're seeing the color of the medium blue coming in through your crown, and it's going to go down through your head, through your skull, through your neck, out your arms, into your fingers, and then it's going to warm and heal and cure whoever it is that you're trying to work on or whatever it is you're trying to work on. And just bring that blue through. Bringing the blue through. That's great. Okay. What do we want to talk about next? I'm going back to that affirmation, I have a zest for life. And again, if you can feel energetic, feel vital, believe that you have excellent health, have a positive attitude, feel that your body is strong, you have a strong mind and a strong body, and have excellent health, you're going to have a zest for life. Another affirmation you can use is, I am happy and content. Because if we can be content with what we have and not always worried about what's going on later, well, I'll be happy if I'm thinner. I'll be happy if I have more money. I'll be happy if I have so-and-so. I'll be happy if I have another relationship, whatever it is. That's not a way to make yourself happy. It's your responsibility to work on making yourself happy now, and then you'll get the relationship, and then you'll get the better health, and then things will start to happen. So even if you have to take a deep breath and just breathe in happiness, pull in the happiness that's out there in the air. It's there. Pull it in. Or breathe in love. Breathe in the love that's out there in the air. Pull it in, and that's wonderful. So I have the blessings of the angels all around me. We've got a couple more minutes, and what I'm going to do is just talk to you about healing energy. There's a lot of energy in your body, and it's stored in your belly area. Right around the navel. And if you can ask that energy to bring you strength, so ask your body to pull the energy from your navel area, from your belly area, up into your shoulders, up into your head, and strengthen you. And if you're cold sometime, ask that energy that's in your belly to warm you. And, somebody out there, or several people out there, are doing that because I can feel it. I can feel them getting warmer. And also, you can move the energy down to ground you. So if you want to strengthen your situation on Earth, or you want to ground yourself to make sure that you're sturdy and your foundation is good, then ask the energy in your belly. We should call that energy by a name. Let's call it, let's call it Barry, because Barry is the angel of strength. So take the Barry energy and move it down into your feet. We were talking about grounding when we began the show. So move it down into your feet. And take the Barry energy and move it up into your neck and strengthen your neck and strengthen your head. It's really good to have your neck strong, because after all, it has to hold that big head you got, and it's just a little neck. So strengthening your neck is always a good idea. Well, we're at the closing point of our show for today. So for the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book, and next week we're going to talk about business. We've got a chapter on careers, and we've got a chapter on business in our Angel First Aid RX for Miracles. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, remember, you're in the States, call 800-323-1790. I'll put the names of your angels in, and I'll send you out a copy. And I would love to have you here next week. If you're a professional person, or if you're someone who owns a business, this is where you need to be next Monday night, and I'm thrilled to be your host of Angel Talk, and this is Sue Storm. closing our show for tonight and saying, I'll see you next week.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.